What do I still lack? What a brave question that is, if we could have the courage to ask Jesus that today. And then to listen for the response. And have the courage to surrender whatever that is. So as we honor this, the memory of St. Pius X, who became the Pope in the early 1900s. He was the Pope when World War I started, and they said he died probably of a broken heart when he saw the effect it had on the world. In his last will and testament, he said, "I was born poor, I lived poor, and I shall die poor." He lived this gospel. But he's such a great saint, named a saint for his work against the heresy of modernism. The battle we're still fighting today, even though it's changed its colors a little bit, it's still the same. But as a result of the Protestant Reformation and the French Revolution, as a result of the Enlightenment, this turning away from absolute truth given to us through Holy Mother Church, the only institution in the history that has been given the promise of indefectibility and infallibility, absolute truth is found in the church. The switch was, well, I can figure it out for myself. I can determine what is true. And then if what they say is true to me, then I will agree. But until then, I don't have to agree. That's what I say. It's still alive today while we're in such chaotic, because we want to make the rules for ourselves. And Pope Pius X was fighting against this. He also was a great lover of the Blessed Mother and strongly encouraged the praying of the Rosary every day. He's known as the Pope of the Holy Eucharist. The law in the church has always been, maybe not always, but for a long, long time, that we must receive communion once a year. That's the minimum. But he knows the power of the Holy Eucharist. So the first thing he did was lower the age of who was able to receive First Communion to 7 years old. Before it had been, they would wait till they were 12 or 16 or 25, and they wouldn't receive communion but maybe two or three times in their life, every 3 or 4 years maybe. But he knew the power and the necessity of the grace of the Blessed Sacrament to combat these great heresies. So an earlier communion and a more frequent communion. The motto he chose, and we had it in the opening prayer, was to restore all things in Christ. This is what Jesus was inviting this young man to in the gospel. To put everything back with Christ as the foundation. And it's the invitation for each one of us today. Where have you allowed the lies of the world to make you think that you can figure out what is right and what is wrong? We're all susceptible to that. Where have you allowed the comfort of this world to keep you from surrendering everything to Jesus? Ask St. Pope Pius X to pray for you, to give you the courage to surrender everything and to restore all things in Christ. So that we don't walk away sad, but that we walk into the promise of eternal life.